with this ever-present connection and to feel it as joy. To truly master unity, both the mental and emotional sides must be integrated. You need to realize the truth of unity as well as feel your loving connection with others. If you only have the mental side of the unity, you'll understand and concur with the logic of unity. However, you will not truly get it intuitively. You lack the drive to transform your realizations into direct actions. If you only have the emotional side, you'll intuitively feel that we are all associated at some level, yet you lack a reasonable reality to comprehend it. You'll feel happy at times, yet you'll struggle with blending that into all areas of life. When building up a sense of unity, it's helpful to start by centering on either the mental or the emotional side, depending upon whether you prefer your system of logic or intuition. Start with whichever side you prefer, and afterwards, use your progress to research the other side. You can also shift back and forth between both the sides in order to advance them together. In the following chapters, you will find specific exercises you can utilize to formulate and expand your experience of unity. A few of these deal with the mental side, while others center on the emotional side. Chapter 1. Unity Domain. Allow 10 minutes to sit quiet, relax, and scarcely think of what it might be like to live in a world where everybody lives lined up with unity. Have a fresh look. Imagine a world where all individuals feel happy and connected to everyone. Imagine a place where collaboration replaces competition. What would it be like to walk down the street, walk around so many strangers, and feel that they are all close loved ones? How would individuals function in a world where the we mentality replaces the me thinking, where benefiting does not occur at the expense of others, and where everyone accepts personal responsibility for the well-being of all? In this domain of unity, you can always expect fair treatment, regardless of skin color, gender, or sexual orientation. If you need help with anything, you can turn to anyone at any time, and you will be treated as a loved one. Belief in individual growth at the expense of other people is completely foreign. The mantra of the human race is, "We are all in this collectively." This new domain has no weapons, no prison, and no national boundaries. There was no fury or state of war. Individuals still have conflicts, however, they resolve them by joining forces to uncover the truth, treating each individual with consideration and thoughtfulness. Let your mind and emotions move freely through the unity domain. Imagine what it would be like to live there. Pay attention to how you experience your environment. Even if this is a fantasy drill, it can deepen your understanding of unity. Even in real life, you can go through some of these benefits when you start on the line of unity. If you treat others with cooperation, honesty, and consideration, you are likely to receive the same treatment from each other. If you treat everyone as a friend or loved one, you will often find that they react the same way. Over time, you will attract more people who line up with unity, allowing you to create a personal community of unity in your own life. Chapter 2. Nature and Contact. Spending a little time in nature and getting some contact is among the easiest things you are able to do to feel unity. Find your roots. Even if you can take out only an hour or less, use it to get away from city life and reconnect with your roots. Keep an eye out for animals. Touch the tree. Feel the wind on your face. Realize that you are not separate from nature and that it is part of you. You are not a stranger to these environments. You really are meant to be here. Watch how wonderful it is to stop working.